Today, we're going to talk about one of the beautiful qualities that the Salik, the person who wants to come close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he must have this quality in him. This quality is such a great thing. It's such a great thing that it is said there is no limit to sabr. You have to understand what is the meaning of sabr so that we can develop this quality in us. To understand the quality of sabr, ulama kiram explain is that in mankind there are two forces. One force in us, it imposes on us to develop amal, to do good actions. It's a feeling in us, it's a shock in us, it is a jazba in us. It pushes us in our nafs, we want to do good actions. And at the same time, there is another quality in us which influences us to do sin, guna. So when these two forces are in us, we start fighting. Do we do guna, or do we control this guna and persevere in our good actions? Put a chair for your father there, please. Put it back. Never, no problem. When those two forces are in mankind, which one is supposed to dominate? When we have to take this decision, when this third world war is going in our heart, and we manage to subdue the force which leads us to sin, we control it, this is what we call sabr. It's not an ordinary force which we are required to suppress. It is a force which is extremely, extremely powerful in us. This force that wants us to do guna. And especially when this force is coupled with shaitan's waswasa, it becomes very, very difficult. It is only when a person has the love for Allah, then only he will be able to have sabr. If a person hasn't got the love of Allah, he will not have sabr. It is reported that Iblis, Hakim Akhtasad, Dhamma Barakatuhum, says an ajib thing. That Iblis has three ayns in him. Iblis had three ayn in him. He had ilm, knowledge. He had ibadat. Ilm, he had ibadat. And Iblis had also another quality in him, the quality of irfan, the quality of recognizing Allah. These three qualities Iblis had in him. But Iblis didn't have one quality. And this is why he didn't have sabr on the command of Allah. The quality of ishq. The fourth ayn Iblis didn't have in him. He had ilm, he had the quality of irfan, he had a lot of ibadah in him. But ishq, love for Allah, he didn't have. Therefore, when Allah told him to submit, the quality, this force in him to commit sin, manifested itself and he refused to make the sijda. This is what the tawuf teaches us. How to develop love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Without the love, man cannot progress. This is sabr. So sabr is to maintain a control on our nafs. To maintain a control our nafs for such thing that the nafs dislikes. To have a control of our desires, our bestial desires, our lust, to have a control over it, for those things which it dislikes. Example, the nafs doesn't want you to wake up for Fajr Salah. But sabr demands that we must get up and read our Salah. To control that nafs, this force that pushes us to sleep in the morning, this force that forces us to look at the foreign woman, a strange woman, this force that forces us to make ghibat with our tongue, this force that forces us to sit and listen to gossips, this force that forces us to eat like animals without controlling, to control that desire. The nafs likes to eat, the nafs likes to look at women, the nafs likes to masqibat, the nafs likes to hear gossips. But to control that is sabr. It is an ajeeb quality that a mu'min can have. For this reason, it is said in the light of Quran that the greatest reward a mu'min will get is the reward of sabr. Sabr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in the Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. The concept of ma'iyat ilahiyya, the word ma'a means to be together. Sabr is a quality that will create this bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This ma'iyat, this bond, this cementation that we need to for our suluk, it is a quality of sabr that will lead us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ulama kiram explain, there are three types of sabr. There are three types of sabr. Three types of patience a mu'min must do. Three types of patience a salik, a person who wants to tread the path of tasawuf, there are three types of sabr that will come in his way. The first type of sabr, ulama kiram explain, is the sabr fillah. Sabr ala Allah. What does this mean? It means to have sabr on Allah. It means that the pabandi in our ibadat. Allah Himself mentioned the Quran that namaz is heavy, but not for the mu'min. Namaz is heavy. Allah mentioned in the Quran. At times we don't want to wake up for salah. But the quality of sabr that we're going to do it, if a mu'min has developed this quality, he will wake up. Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala, it was very, very cold, ice cold in the desert of Medina. Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala was doing wudu with the cold water. What pushed him to have sabr on this cold of water? Yet, he was the Khalifatul Mu'mineen. He was the Khalif of the Islamic Empire. Yet, he was doing wudu with cold water. Those who stayed in the desert will know how cold the water is, the biting cold of the desert. Khalifatul Mu'mineen. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you all know that he used to make tahajjud to such an extent that his feet used to swell. What made him to do that? The sabr on ibadat. Sabr on Allah, that is to persevere in this action, to have this conviction that this action is for Allah. Nafs doesn't want to do it, but sabr will overpower. We must control this nafs. And if we have it, we have been able to do that, we have succeeded. We have opened the gate of success. The second type of sabr, ulama kiram explained, is the first one is sabr ala al-amal. The second one is sabr fil amal. So the first one, we have consistency. The second one is to make sabr in the action that we are doing. One is on the action. The second one is in the action. At times, one is we continuing. At times our nafs doesn't want to do it. One, we are already on a stage. The second one is we don't want to do it. Now we have to make sabr in the action. What does this mean? To make good action also we need sabr. To make good action, because nafs doesn't want us to make good action. Nafs doesn't want us to make good action. Our ego doesn't want us to make good action. We have to develop sabr. It is a quality of sabr to persevere. Talk to our nafs. Waswasa will come in our heart. This is why Rasulullah has said in the Quran, in the hadith, that when a waswasa comes in our heart, at times kufr kalam will come in our heart. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, amantu billahi wa rasuli. We want to do good action, but we get a waswasa in our heart. Don't do it. Rasulullah said, when this happens, say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Oh Allah, I'm seeking your protection against shaitan, the mardood, the accursed. Then, Amantu billahi wa rasuli. You reconfirm your iman again. At times we're leading salah, brothers. In salah, what does it come in our mind? And shaitan, he will not go. He will look up in the heart of a mu'min. Sahaba kiram told Rasulullah, Ya Rasulullah, this is happening to me. Rasulullah says, this is a sign of iman. This is a sign of iman. Because shaitan wants to put kufr in our heart when we did namaz. Does Allah really exist? We're making sijda, but we're asking, does Allah exist? This is shaitan. So we must talk. Talk to shaitan. Leave my heart. I'm seeking protection of Allah. Because shaitan, if we haven't done the quality of sabr, one objective of shaitan in our ibadat is to make us manus, to make us become despondent, to make us lose hope in our ibadat. We must be very, very careful with the trick of shaitan. We lose hope in our ibadat. We lose hope in our ibadah. Oh, this Ramadan I will not be able to do two khatam al-Quran. No ways. Shaitan put this in our mind. Why? Because shaitan, though we have developed the quality of sabr, the other way to work in our heart, make this, create this desire for us not to do ibadah, discourages us by playing with the quality of sabr. But when we have sabr, we're going to persist. What is it? The nafs. The nafs that dislikes for us to read Quran. But the quality of sabr will say, no, you must do it. Because this is the pleasure of Allah. To have this kashmakash, to have this internal fight within us, this is the quality of sabr. The third type of sabr is a sabr anil amal. That is, we want to do some action, but we got to restrain from what Allah has prohibited us. So this also is sabr. In Ramadan, we are hungry, but we got to abstain. This is sabr. This is why Ramadan teaches us sabr. A beautiful girl is passing by. We want to look, but this is a command of Allah. We must lower our gaze. This is sabr. You can feel it. This is why Hakim Akhtasar Dama Rakatum says, this ah that we have in our heart, this pain that we have in our heart for obeying Allah, for having this sabr of not looking at this beautiful woman that is going out, we feel this gachak in our heart. This is the quality of sabr. This is what will elevate us. We want to eat a food, a beautiful, we got in city center, we're very, very hungry, we pass by a beautiful smell, fragrance is passing by, we want to eat, but we check, maybe it's not halal, we are not going to eat it. Your heart pains inside, oh Allah, I want to eat it, but the quality of sabr will not allow you to eat it. Why? Because nafs wants to eat it. Nafs wants to eat it, but we must abstain from this action. So, sabr anil amal. We make sabr against an action, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited us. So sabr is this force in us that will force us to not to do things that the nafs is advising us. It's a quality that we have to develop in us. This is why Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala says a beautiful statement. Hazrat Ali karamallahu wajha says, sabr is like is to faith. Sabr is to like to our iman, just like the head is for the body. If a mu'min has a sabr, he can never get ma'iyat ilahi here. He will never become close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah is saying in the Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. Allah is connecting with a person who has sabr. This ma'iyat ilahi, to come close to Allah, to be this closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is the quality of sabr that will give us. This pressing on our desires, this ah that we get in our heart when we're going to obey the command of Allah. This hour when we have to wake up for tahajjud is very, very cold. In winter, we're going to crush this nafs and have sabr on this action, to persevere on this action. This hour, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will elevate our, inshallah, Allah will elevate our darjah. For this reason, we find that sabr, ulama kiram explain it further. You can have sabr through the action that we acquire. In other words, the action that we do, we must persevere in the patience that we have. Because there are two types. One is Allah is commanding us to do, that we must persevere. The other one, Allah tells us to abstain. This we must not do. That also demands sabr. There is another one is that sabr which is got nothing to do with our action, but it is a decree from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala manifests hardship on us, Allahu Akbar. That also the mu'min, the salik must be able to identify what does this mean when Allah sent a hardship on me. How am I supposed to deal with this hardship? We have to understand when a mu'min wants to come close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his amal is not the required standard, his salah is not the required standard, his roza is not the required standard, his salah, his tadawat al-Quran is not the required standard that Allah wants from him, then Allah look for another way to lift him spiritually. Then Allah send a hardship on him. Allah send hardship on this banda because he cannot do. He's weak on that side. So Allah finds another way to uplift him. So Allah send hardship on him. And when he's faced with this hardship, in Hadith Sharif it comes, when you are faced with hardship, what you must say? Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. When we lose something, We say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. What this ayat of the Quran is teaching us is, even in the halat of hardship, the zikrullah must be in our tongue. Again, coming back to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna allaha ma'a sabirin. So when Allah is sending it to us, this ma'riyat of Allah, to be together with Allah, this togetherness is coming through the quality of sabr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the example of Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu wa salam in the Quran. There are two things Allah mentioned in the Quran. Ajib. One is the quality of sabr. A person is sabir. Just like a person is a shakir. Very grateful to Allah. But we said also last time when we talk about the quality of shukr, one is to be shakir and one is to be shukur. I gave you the example, you're eating your food, you're licking your fingers, you ate it, alhamdulillah, you did your dua. But then you clean your plate properly and sit like a slave sits. That's a quality of shukur. It's a higher level. In the same way, a person can be a sabir, have a lot of patience, but he's a sabur. Sabur is on a higher level. There's maqamat in the quality of sabr. That Allah only will know what level He wants to take us. Does Allah want to give us the quality of sabr, sabir? Or what does Allah want us to become of sabur, of a higher level? Above sabur, there is another level which is higher. The quality of sabr, musabara, which is a higher level. Then, after that, Allah mentioned another quality in the Quran, murabata. Allahu Akbar. Three qualities mentioned in the Quran. Oh, you believers, have sabr, have musabara, and murabata. Three qualities mentioned in the Quran. Because one, the quality of murabata is rabt in Arabic, means to create a connection. It's not only having sabr. Having sabr is not the main thing, because Rasulullah says sabr is when the affliction befalls us. On that moment is sabr. Not when the affliction is gone, we have been able to stomach it, kya kare, it came, therefore we must have sabr. That's not sabr. Sabr is when the affliction comes, you stomach it at the same time. This is sabr. This is the quality of sabr. That's very difficult to develop. We go to the bank, we went to withdraw our money, the money disappears. It happened. What we do? Turn to Allah, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Oh Allah, give me something better. And Allah will give something better. Allah will give something better. So the quality of sabr is a quality that we must develop, and it goes up and up and up. There is no limit to the quality of sabr. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you read the life of Sahaba kiram, you will see how Rasulullah sallallahu have treated, have trained the Sahaba to develop the quality of sabr. If you read Hayatul Sahaba, you will see how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, especially the Ashab-e-Sufa, how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has trained them. You read the life of Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, who is a champion of hadith. He comes in his life that he didn't have food because his time was going in by hearting the hadith of Rasulullah. To such an extent he didn't have food because his whole life was going in learning hadith of Rasulullah. He was getting like fits. But not fits, he was like getting like a disease in him. People thought he got fits, they put their feet on his head. Sabar. Because his determination was to learn the hadith of Rasulullah. While the other Sahaba were working, Abu Huraira dedicated his life in learning the hadith of Rasulullah. Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam trained him to such an extent in understanding the concept of Ahad. Qul hu Allahu Ahad. When the Quraysh dragged him in the hot sand of Arabia, he was saying Ahad, Ahad, Ahad. This first quality of sabr, Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu was trained by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he's not telling him, save your life, don't believe in Allah. But the sabr in him says, no, who watches the Quraysh knows, Ahad, Ahad, Ahad. This is why they put the hell, you know, the life of Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala. This is the quality of sabr, the miracle of sabr. The other Sahabi, I forgot his name, when they captured him, they wanted to boil him, and he started crying. The renounce iman, he started crying. So they told him, you're afraid. He said, no, I'm afraid. I've got only one life to give in the path of Allah. only one life of them. This is the quality of sabr. That is how persevere they were in the amal. How persevere they were. Hazrat Umar al-Faruq used to read Quran loud. Hazrat Umar told him, why you read Quran loud? He said, to make shaitan run away. Shaitan is disturbing me in my tilawat. This is how pukhta they were in the ibadat. The quality of sabr Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has imbued in them. In the same way, we read the life of the Ummahatul Mu'mineen. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was to pass away, he said, the one who has the longest hand will come and meet me first. When Rasulullah sallam passed away, all the Ummahatul Mu'mineen started sharing their hands. What does this mean? Zainab radiallahu ta'ala and her passed away first. What does this mean? Long hand means to give sadaqah. It is reported that each time Nani was coming to her from Baitul Mal, immediately sadaqah. This is how she had sabr in sadaqah. That is the action of, who doesn't like money? But this money was out of her heart. She wanted to give sadaqah. This is why Rasulullah praised her, that the one with the longest hand will come and meet me first. The quality of sabr manifested in sadaqah. So we have to understand the quality of sabr is a great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sabr, once Shibli was a great wali of Allah and asked a person came and asked him, what is the greatest action? He said, sabr towards Allah. The man says, no. He said, the Shibli told him, sabr for Allah. He says, no. Then Shibli told him, sabr with Allah. He said, no. He said, tell me you, what is sabr? He says, sabr away from Allah. Shibli started crying, he burst into crying, because a wali of Allah, the sabr that you need to keep away from Allah, he cannot bear that. Inna Allah ma'a sabirin. To tell a wali of Allah that you must be away from Allah, this he cannot bear. He's prepared to give his life, but don't tell him, don't take the name of Allah. Each breath of a wali of Allah, the name of Allah goes in his breath. Each sound that he takes, each inhale is the name of Allah. Each exhale is the name of Allah. Each breath he takes is of Allah. Everything he sees is Allah. Everything he touches is Allah. Now you tell the wali of Allah that don't have sabr, keep away from Allah. This is the greatest torture for a wali of Allah. This is why Shibli started bursting into crying. Say, what level of sabr we need? How to understand? To ask a salik to keep away, how is it possible for a salik to be away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? It's not practical. A person who wants to come close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very difficult. So this is why you will find that the wali of Allah, the maslam masail, the ulama kiram explained, maslam masail is one thing, but the wali of Allah maslam masail is something different. You will find that the wali of Allah, even the mustahabat, they won't leave. Because it is this mustahabat also, they want to have amal on that. Because Allah's mahbub sunnat, we cannot afford leaving that. This is why I was explaining to you, I did mention it before, there are four darajat in amal. We did discuss it before as a reminder. One is to have ilm about this action, how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did it. The second one is to make amal on it, have sahih knowledge how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did it. And that's an ordinary thing that I'm saying, brothers. Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi came to Madinatul Munawwara with a fruit. He asked the petty people of Medina, who knows how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to cut this fruit? It was a melon, something to this effect. Nobody could answer him. Imam Malik did not eat this fruit. Even the cutting of the fruit, he wanted to know how Rasulullah sallam. We can call it fanaticism, we can call it extremism, whatever name we want to use. But those who in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who have understood the quality of sabr, will understand the maqam of Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi. Even the cutting of a fruit, how Rasulullah sallam did it. This samajhne ki cheez hai. And it's the quality of sabr that will make us understand that. What is the maqam of Rasulullah sallam? Because it is this small sunnah that will show us how to be paband to come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The very first category of sabr. Once we have the action in us, this action must become a hal. It must become a condition in us. That is, just like we're driving, even our mind is not here, we just apply the brake. unconsciously. This sunnah, these actions, this perseverance in our amal must be that level that unconsciously also we are doing our actions, our amal. Then it becomes a higher level. It was not only a condition, it becomes a spiritual maqam. The fourth level is maqam. That is, it becomes a spiritual station. Well ingrained in our faith, well ingrained in our body, that we cannot do without it. Like I mentioned last time, the quality of zikr. One is we make zikr. One is, do we know what is zikrullah? As it mentioned in hadith, in Fazail Zikr, Shaykh Zakaria rahmatullahi mentions that certain people, when they make zikr, this hadith of Rasulullah sallam, that the sweetness, they taste the sweetness in the name of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put sweetness in their tongue with the name of Allah. This is how they are involved in zikr. Where is our zikr? And what is the required standard by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When we cannot fulfill that standard, this is why Allah wants to compensate us. He sent hardship on us. And this hardship, when it comes on us, how to deal with hardship? How to have sabr? Our mother passed away. Our children got hurt. Our car accident. Our shop got burned. All those musibat came every now and then. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي كَبَدٍ. Verily, I have created men in turmoil. We have created men in turmoil. So what do we understand by that? If we are made in turmoil, the quality of sabr is a must for the mu'min to face those turmoils. The very first thing Ulama Kiram explained, when we are faced with difficulties, the very first thing we have to do is keep in mind that this hardship is in reaction to the sin that we have committed. Instead of looking for the scapegoat, instead of looking because of you, this happened. Look at our amal. What guna have us done? What guna did we do? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes you, He will send those musibat. Because those musibat, it comes in a hadith, the halat of a mu'min is ajib. When a good thing happens to him, he makes shukr. And when a bad thing comes on him, he makes sabr. This is the flying the wings of a mu'min, shukr and sabr. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala says, for me shukr and sabr is like giving me two beautiful camels. I don't know which one to ride. Allahu Akbar. What a beautiful statement of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala. That sabr and shukr, to be grateful to Allah or to have patience when Allah sends this thing on me, is like two camels, beautiful camel. I don't know which one to ride. That is, those two qualities are so beautiful in a mu'min, in the heart of a mu'min, that Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala didn't know which one to opt. Both are beautiful qualities that a salik must have. Allah. When those affliction comes on us, the first thing Ulama Kiram says, look at our sin. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it comes in hadith, even a thorn prick us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is forgiving us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this iman that He has put in our heart is such a high level that Allah is not prepared to put this heart in Jahannam. Allah is not prepared to put this heart in Jahannam, this heart that contains His name, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Qiyamah will never come as long as one person will say, Allah, Allah. It comes in hadith, sahih hadith. Qiyamah will not come as long as there will be one person on the surface of the world will say, Allah, Allah, Qiyamah will not come. This is the value of the name of Allah. When this name is being echoed in the heart of a person who is persisting in his azkar, who are due to sabr, how can Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put his heart in Jahannam? So let us think, how can we, when those halat, the difficulties come upon us, the ulama say the first thing to do is to look at our sin. What is the reason behind it? Once we realize our sin, then it will save us from a big disease with the entire Europe is suffering and America is suffering and Canada is suffering. The disease of depression. Today's time, every second person is depressed. Why? Because they cannot control themselves. Go back to the definition of sabr. To maintain that control over the nafs when the nafs is faced with something he doesn't dislike. He dislikes. We don't want our money to lose. We do not want to have car accident. We do not want to have this. We do not have this, that. When this happens to us, we feel despondent. We feel depressed. But a mu'min, a salik, when this comes, he turns to Allah. Oh Allah, Jazakallah. Oh Allah, I'm thanking you because you are punishing me here. It's out of love for me you have that you do not want to put me in Jahannam, oh my Rabb. This is why you're punishing me in this world. depression goes away. Depression goes away. This is a khas in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is a khususiyat of a mu'min, brothers. Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi has quoted this hadith. This is a speciality of a mu'min. That Rasulullah himself says, the quality of a mu'min is ajib. When he's faced with the ni'mat of Allah, he shows the quality of shukr. And when he's faced with affliction, he shows the quality of sabr. It's an ajib quality. Rasulullah has shown us the secret of tasawwuf, how to open our hearts. So once we realize that the sin, this sin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will clearly clean our heart from this affliction. And instead of complaining, we develop another quality, the quality of being remorseful, the quality of being regretful. Instead of complaining to Allah, we feel regret, oh, what we have done. Oh Allah, really we deserve this. But you are so great to us, Allah. Oh Allah, you haven't punished us as we are supposed to be punished. Oh Allah, really you are such a great, great Ma'bud. So our ta'luq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is developed. So second stage, when we have this, after the sin, Ulama Kiram says we must meditate on the reward of hardship. Allahu Akbar. The reward Allah will give us when we have sabr. That is, we're getting Allah, brothers. إِذَا اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. We're going to get Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when we face those afflictions. Allahu Akbar. And once we have this, we're going to develop a resolution, become resolute. This is what the Ulama Kiram explained. The next stage is when this happens, very, very important, very, very important quality is when we are faced with affliction, never ever think that Allah is displeased with us. This shaitan will play in our mind. No, Allah is not displeased with us, brothers. If we love Allah, Allah is not displeased with us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to elevate our status. This is why Allah has set this affliction on us. Mawlana Masoolah Khan Sahib, rahmatullah alayh, in the tafsir, فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put nur in the qabar of our kabir, how make things easy for us. Beautiful tafsir, he says, after every qabz, there is a bust. Allahu Akbar. If you look at the translation, he says, after every difficulty, there is an ease. Verily, after every difficulty, there is an ease. Mawlana Masihullah Khan Sahib, rahmatullah alayh, says, after every qabz, there is a bust. After every spiritual depression, there is a spiritual upliftment. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent a test to see, oh my banda, I'm testing you. Do you love me? Do you accept me like your banda? Do you want to become my friend? Here is my hand. I'm giving you my hand through this hardship, through this affliction. Jump over it. When you jump over it, Allah says, Savash my banda. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls you and Allah uplift your standard. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uplift your darja. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make you nearer to Him, brothers in Islam. What we face, this is a quality, the beauty of the quality of sabr. This is a quality of sabr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes us realize, develop these qualities in us. And then finally, when we get this, another level which go further than this, Ulama Kiram say, when we are faced with any affliction, first is look at the sin that we do. This will remove our depression and develop regret. Then we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we think, ponder upon the reward that He will give us upon the hardship. Number three, don't become grief. Don't become despondent of Allah. Allah never will reject you. Allah will never reject you. I heard from the elders, one Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, make a pot. I heard it, I never read it, I heard it from elders. He make a pot. You know, in clay, and then the pot fell from his hand, it broke. And he felt so hard about it. How can I? How I have so much mehnat, and this pot break? Turn to Allah. Allah says, hey Nuh, one pot, look what is going in your heart. But Nuh, you're telling me to destroy my banda. For 950 years, you made da'wah to them. You have no patience, no. You're telling me to flood them with water? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent blood. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent flood to destroy the people of Noah. But look what Allah told Noah alayhi salatu wasalam. You, a pot, a clay, fell down, you felt it. What I'm going to feel, those bandas that I've created, you're telling me to destroy them, Noah. Because for 950 years you make da'wah, they didn't listen to you. This is Allah. To understand Allah is ajib. In the time of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam has a very big heart. He used to call everybody to come and eat. That's the sunnah of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Even angels he was giving dawah to eat. So one day there was an atheist, he didn't believe in Allah. When Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam called him and gave him food to eat, he heard Ibrahim alayhi salam say Bismillah. He said, "You Bismillah, what is Bismillah?" He said, "You don't eat Bismillah?" He said, "No." "Get out of here." He got angry. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called him, say, "Hey Ibrahim, I have been feeding him for so many years. He don't even worship me. He doesn't even recognize me. For one meal you fed him, you didn't have patience with him, Ibrahim." Hazrat Ibrahim salam ran after this man. And this man, he told him what happened. He said, "This is your Allah, the man of the Islam. This is a Marriyat Ilahi. To understand the quality of sabr and to develop this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this murabata. I know maybe the concept is a bit advanced. Just check the tafasir that I'm giving to you. That the fuqaha have said that the highest reward you can get for your ibadat, internal ibadat, is the quality of sabr. This is the quality that we must have to develop amal in us. If not, nafs will sit on our head. Nafs will ride us." It comes in a beautiful saying that if you don't want your enemy to jump on you, if you do not want your enemy to ride your back, stand straight. If you bend your back, then the enemy will jump on your back. The same thing with our nafs. If we do not want our nafs to dictate our life, make the sabr straight. If we allow lash in sabr, nafs will sit on our head. This is a kashmakash that goes in our heart every second of our life, brothers. We're going to get out of the masjid. There will be a kashmakash in our heart. Do I have to open my car? Do I have to do this? Do I have to do that? At the moment we step out of the masjid, we're going to face this problem. All will depend on how did we train our nafs? How did we develop the quality of sabr in us? That's the secret of amal, brothers. If you want to develop the quality of amal, understand the quality of sabr. This was a great, great quality that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. If you look at the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what, he didn't go through Taif. What? He didn't go through Taif. They pelted him until his feet become swollen. He become bloodshed completely. But yet he said, "Oh Allah, don't destroy them." Because his maqsad, his ibadat, is to convey the mission, the prophetic mission. He was not sent to destroy the people. And he said, "Oh Allah, if I am wrong, oh Allah, if I am wrong, I'm not worried what they done to me, as long as you are happy with me." This ma'iyat with Allah, his heart was with Allah. وَرَابِتُ have sabr. Have not only يَوْمِ sabir, become sabur, and has rabata with Allah. Has this connection with Allah. And see the quality of sabr that will develop this with us is a great, great quality that Rasulullah has taught us. There's so much to talk about. There's so many waqiyat I can give you on sabr, brothers. But time is over. I hope you have understood. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me and give all of us the quality of sabr, which is a great, great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our heart 400 times. Don't make zikr loud. Let's think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our heart. كون الأولين والآخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا أرحم الراحمين يا بني السماوات والأرض يا حي يا قيوم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد بعدد كل ما أمنا اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وحسن أولئك رفيقا غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين اللهم اجعل أعمالنا كلها صالحة واجعلها كلها خالصة لوجهك ولا تجعل فيها لغيرك شيئا ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذريتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الهم والحزن ونعوذ بك من العجز والكسل ونعوذ بك من الجبن والبخل ونعوذ بك من غلبة الدين وقهر الرجال ربنا زدنا علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وحلالا وطيبا وعملا صالحا ومتقبلا وشفاء من كل داء وقلبا منورا ولسانا ذاكرا وإيمانا كاملا ويقينا صادقا وخلقا حميدا اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وفيما بعد الموت اللهم إنا نسألك الجنة بغير حساب اللهم إنا نسألك الجنة بغير حساب اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك من نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان ولك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله الذي العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين ورحمة يا رب العالمين استغفر الله